the rest of the story. In the waning weeks of World War II, Allied troops freed Nazi-occupied territory so rapidly that chaos sometimes ensued. Even when the war in Europe was technically over, American soldiers lingered to restore and to maintain order in the liberated communities. The scorched earth was still smoking when U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Keith Davis and his 24-man platoon showed up in the little village of Dodono. There was not much else to do besides helping the locals put their lives back together and to wait for the eagerly anticipated orders to return stateside. But while they were helping and waiting, one of the Yanks looked around and realized, hey, their outfit had no flag. They had provisions, they had communications, even a makeshift headquarters, but no flag to fly over the headquarters. Sergeant Davis said, well, now wait a minute. There had to be at least one good seamstress in town and enough material. Why not make an American flag? Well, a seamstress was found. Cloth for the white stars and stripes came from a bed sheet. One townsman literally gave the shirt off his back to provide the proper shade for a field of blue. Soon soldiers and villagers alike were gathering each dawn's early light to salute their creation and each twilight's last gleaming as well. And word spread throughout the countryside of what so proudly they hailed, and they called it the Dodono flag. When time came for the troops to return home, each man in the platoon signed the neatly stitched patchwork banner, and then Sergeant Davis took it back with him to New Sharon, Iowa, where he put it in a closet, and there it remained. Now, Billy, Keith Davis's wife, took the wartime keepsake out for a good airing about once a year, but Keith himself rarely spoke of it, wishing to recall none of the war. In fact, neither his brothers nor his own children ever once saw the Dodono flag until the last year of the last century. For on that July 4, last year, for the first time in the 54 years since it was saluted and folded and respectfully put away, the Davises took that spontaneously handcrafted stars and stripes out of the closet and displayed it in the window of their home all through Independence Day. Just something that needed doing, Keith said. And 3 months later, he was dead. Memorial Day 2000, and again June 9 and June 10, the Dodono flag was displayed at the New Sharon Historical Museum, bound for the World War II Memorial at Iowa's State House. So, those broad stripes and bright stars are still gallantly streaming. But there is one more thing you need to know about them, and then make up your own moral, make up your own mind. Is this particular Old Glory any less glorious, or perhaps even more so, considering that those hands which wrought it, the villagers of Dodono, were living not in liberated France, but in defeated Germany? In Dodono, Germany. And that the red for the red stripes in that unique star-spangled banner came from the crimson material in the town's discarded Nazi flag. Now you know the rest of the story.